This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A Clinton County farmer says she and her husband enjoy spending time working on their farm while managing the challenges of working off the farm as well. Sarah Guffey says they mainly raise livestock.
Lifelong residents of Clinton County, and we operate a small cow-calf operation here in our hometown. We have two children, 8 and 7, two girls. They're sweethearts, and they love farming life.
Sarah says they do partner with their family to raise some row crops.
Roughly about 70 cows. We operate a small cow-calf operation here in Clinton County. And we partner with our family, my family and his family, we partner to raise some corn and soybeans.
Yet she and her husband both have farm backgrounds.
I came from a beef cattle and tobacco operation. We also had vegetables and sold at farmers markets as I was growing up. And in the mid-90s, we transitioned primarily to beef cattle and tobacco. My husband comes from a dairy and grain and tobacco operation.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with 5 locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
As the war in Ukraine intensifies, many fear increasing financial effects, especially at the pump. There is an immediate solution. The Nebraska Ethanol Board released a white paper that shows the conversion of 33% of all E10 fuel in the U.S. to E15 could potentially displace 100% of Russian import-generated gasoline. Contact your congressman and ask them to vote in favor of blending E15 gasoline year-round and give consumers the choice at the pump. Learn more. Like Commonwealth Agri Energy on Facebook.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Sarah Guffey says her Clinton County farm provides many of the same challenges as other farms.
The weather, trying to plan for what comes next, and a lot of times that's not the easiest thing in the world to do. I know that when I've talked to some other people, there's always the issue of labor.
She says she wouldn't trade the agriculture life for anything.
There's something that a rural community possesses that maybe other places do not. And when I was a kid, I know this may sound strange, but when I was a kid, I absolutely loved working in tobacco and working in the tomato field.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.